Welcome to the Character Collective podcast, where writers talk about words and how hard they are, and our characters drop by and wreak absolute havoc. Come for the writing, stay for the stupid. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Character Collective podcast. This is Kai. Now, before we get started, get yourself ready. Go get a coffee, get a gin. If you got like those little people, put them in front of the TV, lock the door, whatever you need to do. And don't forget, we've got new episodes coming out every Wednesday. So favorite, like, subscribe, share, do all those things that you need to do. Okay, let's get queer. Let's get stupid. Strap in, strap on. Right, let's do this.
Hello, buddy.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
What's up?
Yeah, I don't know, stuff.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. Just got to record it now because because I'll be on a plane tomorrow.
So, oh, my God. You know. You'll be on a plane?
I'll be on a plane tomorrow.
You're going to a whole different state.
I'm always in a whole different state.
To everyone else, but not normally to me.
I'm in a state of what the fuck.
And denial. And denial.
And denial. Constant state of denial.
Yeah. That's actually what I found hilarious in the movie Encanto.
In which one?
Encanto. You know, the Disney one with the magic and the sisters.
I
watched it. All the family trauma it would bring up.
Oh, we don't talk about Bruno.
I love Bruno.
Yeah, same. Yeah. So I was just like, I know that one because we don't talk about Bruno.
No, I love the bit, like, right at the start where she's like, this person's power is this, this person's power is this. And they're like, what's your power? And she's like, And then someone's like, one of the little kids is literally like, maybe your power is denial.
Yeah. Fist bump.
Yeah. Right. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm magic then.
Yay.
That's always handy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but yeah.
Unlike America, going interstate is not like a 1 hour drive.
What?
Like, America's really small.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
America's
my brain went so backwards on that.
So, like America.
Yes. True. Quite accurate.
Sorry, American.
I had to, like, go back, 50 years to try and, like, I'm not 50, but...
No, that sounds like America, though.
At the moment, pretty much. Certain sections of it, anyway. Yeah. Large chunks of it. Anywhere that Trump got his fucking... Anyway.
So, what are we talking about?
Not that. Stuff.
I've been working on my book.
You have?
I say that like you haven't been helping me for the last time. We've been working on my book.
We have. Through some scenes. On working on the Blade.
Yeah, the Blade.
Pretty cool.
Books.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good. I said it just before we jumped on here. Are we calling it a prequel or are we just...
It was originally conceived as a prequel.
Mm.
That being said, the entire series was completely different when it was originally conceived.
True.
So, we're doing a chapter breakdown of what I have. And then I say we're going to find the gaps, but I think I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to try and rewrite the original...
Yeah.
Outline just very like a summary of it all, and see what scenes have been removed.
Yep.
But like we were just saying before we started recording, it's balancing the darkness of the characters, to what the readers will be comfortable reading.
Yes, because right now, it's dark.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and they're not even like comfortable with each other yet.
No.
Like,
no,
their relationship is messy and messed up.
Mm, they're messy, and that's what I said to you before as well. That all the characters are very, very messy. Even cute soft boy is messy.
Soft boy goes full sawn.
Oh, really?
Like, he's like
sexy.
It's like, well, what do you get when you know someone's lived within boundaries their entire life suddenly gets freedom, like.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that would be like.
What would that
represent? Let me think about that for a moment. So what I'm hearing is that Selwyn's going to question his gender.
He's going to question... No, he's very...
He's going to question a lot of things.
He's not, I was going to say, he's not questioning his sexuality. He's very chill on that.
He's fluid on that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, scene one or two in the first book is, like, you've been with the stable boy, haven't you?
Yeah.
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 Sorry. Why do you think I have them?
You smell of straw in the stable boy. You have a shower.
Why? I'm just going to go back there.
It's interesting, though, because I never had... Mm-hmm. So the original version of the books had just, like, Joy and Jack ending up together.
Yeah.
But, like, the more I actually started to write the scenes, the more, like, Selwyn was pushing his way in. I'm like,
yeah,
what's happening? Like, I'm okay writing this as a throuple, but you guys are brothers. Like,
yeah,
that what's, was, and that's, what's going on here?
Are they, though? Just to confirm, is there a chance that maybe they're not? Like, I mean, are they?
I guess the question could is, they would they ever find each other? They're not going to find each other attractive, though. Like, they're not going to ever have... There's never going to be a scene where, like, all three of them are in bed together.
Okay.
The most it would ever be is that she is basically with both of them.
Yeah, okay.
Like, and that's... I think that's where book one ended up.
Yeah.
Was it... She was like, I'm dating you.
Yeah.
I am dating you. If either of you has a problem with this, I am not dating you.
Yeah.
It's like, that was just where it was.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
But that was, yeah, that was never the original plan that came out in the writing of it. But, yeah. There's a lot of fun stuff to weave back in with the prince, and there's a lot of fun kidnappy, you know, tortury fun times.
It's messy.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like when you're like, I'm going to write a book that shines a light on the darkest part of my soul.
Yep.
But then it's actually a black hole.
Mm-hmm.
So the light does not.
Well, I mean, it's the whole, like, we were talking about, like, what their journeys are and where they all kind of, like, come, like, what their character arcs are. And they're pretty much all the same, but coming at it from different directions. Yeah. Totally nothing to do with anything in your experience.
I don't know what that's like at all. What?
Nope.
What?
No.
Character journey. I don't journey. What?
No. But the whole, like, unmasking. Yeah. What?
What?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Don't know what
you're, balancing what? Between boundaries of have to do and want to do. Yeah. What does that mean?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it's fun going through it, too, because, like, I've read that one.
Yeah.
Like, because I've read the things.
Mm.
Or no, was it that one or was it like, what have I read? Because you
probably book one. I'm book like, maybe it's like, been on Amazon. I think we just talked
maybe a lot about it. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't even know anymore. I definitely read something.
That's the main thing.
But like, just the, because I think you're right. I think I've read book one.
Yeah.
Cause did book one start with a lot of like her, like, getting beat up and shit like that from the trainer and stuff?
No.
See, that's why I was, like, feeling like I'd read this.
No, but I've had that feeling as well doing the books. It's really confusing.
Yeah,
to
that's,
me.
Yeah.
Like, she does get, so she gets, so the published book.
Yeah.
Is, like, there's a giant party.
Yeah.
And then that night someone gets, one of the demons gets kidnapped.
Yeah.
And she goes after her.
Yeah.
And this bad guy, this big bad guy. And then it's her journeying to find, and then she gets captured.
No, I've read this one then. I've read the prequel.
Okay.
That.
Yeah.
Because I've read, like, okay, is there a part in this one, in the prequel, where she's like, but it felt like it started with this. I'm so confused.
Yeah. I vibe, don't worry.
Right?
Yeah.
It just was like there was ropes involved, she was tied up, and she was like, you know, being pulled in fucking weird directions and shit, and like,
no, that was in book one. After she'd been captured, by this guy, he tortured her in the basement of the tavern.
Okay, that's what that's what I remember.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. So this is the problems that I had with it was. So I wrote this book as, you know, as we do, as the events happened.
Yeah.
As it actually happened, that I know that happened.
Yeah.
But then I got it that this was like years ago now, but it was big in the early time of like, oh, you can't like do these things to your characters just to get this reaction and like, people don't want to read about like, you know, is there any
point to having these? It's not to get a reaction, it's the story that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, but I really started downing myself and I started like undermining myself about like, okay, well, why do I have like, torture and sexual assault and all these things in my books.
Yeah.
Like, if it is it just to spawn the reaction of the bat, like the good guys, like the White Knight, you know, sort of rescue sort of situation. And
yeah.
It's like, but, you know.
You don't have a White Knight. There is no White Knight, so no.
I mean, Dark Knights, I guess. Exactly. You know, the Dark Knights.
But that's it. Yeah. It's what happened.
It's what happened, yeah. But I think that what threw me with this book series,
yeah,
away from the original version of it, was that sort of stuff and getting involved in writing communities where it was...
yeah. Excuse me.
It was just writing communities where it was like, you know, I get putting trigger warnings on, like, books and blurbs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, these are so dark.
Yeah.
These are so dark, these books.
Yeah.
Like, like, the versions that you've read are not...
Yeah.
Even slightly what they are.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, how do I maintain that darkness that actually happens?
Yeah.
Plus make the characters likable. Like, and make the reader want to keep reading and actually understand why they're attracted to each other.
I think we kind of touched on the answer to that.
Yeah.
But it's just, it hasn't evolved. It hasn't come through yet.
Mm.
But that's okay. Was when we were talking about what are their arcs, what are their differences, how do they grow?
Yeah.
And they're all coming to this central point. So I think that central point where they all come together, that's it right there. And I think a lot of – you know what it is? Okay. Maybe it's because this book is so neurodivergent and – all the neurotypical expectation is you can't do that.
Yeah.
So you're like, the mask is like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Whereas the fact is, it's like, but it's what happened, which is the neurodivergent response.
Yeah.
So the neurotypical desire is to make them likable. However, okay. Example, and I know it's the same example I use every time, but it's perfect because it is a neuro. She, like, Nora is neurodivergent as fuck.
Yeah.
You will never convince me otherwise. Okay, so the characters in that, Andrew, there's nothing to like about him.
Yeah.
There is nothing, but I love him so much and I just want to wrap him up.
Yeah.
Because of the shit that he's gone through.
Mm.
Because, like, you can see why he's such a fucking vile cunt.
Mm.
And Neil as well. Like, there's really nothing... Well, there's not a lot to like about him either. But knowing his background, knowing what he's been through, you just want to wrap him up and be like, I get why you're like this. And then when those two come together, it's like seeing, and this is where I'm getting at with yours, it's... Seeing those two come together is just like, it's so beautiful because it's like they're helping each other.
Mm.
They can understand each other. Like, there is nobody else in the world that they're going to find that's going to accept them.
Yeah.
And in the accepting of each other, despite the fact that they don't really have any redeemable qualities, is so fucking beautiful and redeeming in itself.
Yeah. No, that's definitely an angle that is active in this.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's what I think. So I think rather than worrying about how do I make them likable, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. Because but to do this, you're going to have to accept this book as being very neurodivergent and let go of all the neurotypical fucking shit that tries to come in.
Yeah.
And maybe not take this one. I know that your mentor himself is not neurotypical, but this might not be one to go through the mentor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think I'd be confident. So, So this is
going to have to be your one.
This is my baby.
Yeah.
This was book one was written and published on Amazon, and then I pulled it down a few months later.
Yep.
A lot of it is definitely fear based.
Oh yeah.
Because this book is definitely one where I just went, these things entertain me.
Yep.
And because it goes so dark, I'm like. And I'm publishing it under my name.
Yep.
And I know what people are like. And they're going to be like, oh, this person enjoys these things.
Yeah.
It's like, just because they're in my head.
Exactly.
And also, so?
Yeah. Like, I mean, Jesus Christ, yeah. I wrote a, like, fucking choose your own adventure about being a serial killer. Do you know how much thought process went into the different ways of killing? Do you know how much research went into bone saws and shit like that? And I fucking loved it. I had so much fucking fun researching all of that.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't mean that I'm about to run out and do it. And I think that's where, you know, that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their, that's people's problems.
Yeah. I think that's, do you know what I mean? That is my, I guess this is the learning curve that I need to curve back into.
Mm.
Is that previously I wasn't at a place where I could write and publish these things, even though those were the stories in my head.
Yeah.
I've had to back away from it and do stuff like Escape from Sherwood, which is essentially a fluffy romance adventure.
Yeah.
And get, like, that, okay, I can write, I can do things, I can do.
Yeah.
To get into a place where I'm like, okay.
That makes sense.
I have these skills that I can take into this now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I am at a place where practice. I care less.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you had to practice your writing skills, but you also had to have your own personal development to get to that stage where you're like, yeah, but this is awesome.
Yeah.
And this is what I want to do.
Yeah. And having, especially having, like, a framework of people, like, I went to my dad, who was a butcher, and I went, hey, fucking I've got a wicked. Scene in a book where, like, this chick's chest is cut open, and I'm like, okay, so you know the noise that skin makes when you pull off the muscle?
That was so unintentional.
Yeah. But I was like, you know that noise that it makes when you pull skin off the muscle? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Mm.
How would it sound if the person wasn't dead? Like, if it was not, like, what would it sound like if you had the flap of skin and you put your other hand in and you separated that from the muscle? Like, what would it be? And we were literally brainstorming for, like, an hour trying to think science-y about the way that, I don't know how to Google that.
Right?
Like, because the concept of it, to know... It would need to be done to either a person or an animal. And I don't want that to be done to either of those things.
And that's the whole point, right?
But I need to know because it, you know,
that happens.
Lord Silver's a dick and he did it.
Yeah.
Because he's a cunt.
Yeah.
Yes.
So really funny, Sam and Charlie both came up just then when you were talking about that.
Yep.
And my mouth watered.
Oh.
That is fucked up, guys.
That's hilarious.
Fucked up.
Nice.
No. Fucking messy.
Yeah.
But,
like,
yeah, no.
Like Lord Silver, though, thing, though, is like, but I was nice about it. Like, I gave her a healing potion so she would heal.
After?
No, he gave it to her beforehand, and it basically would heal her for the next 24 hours so that whatever he did would heal. So
oh, my God. Redo but she'd still feel the pain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is fucked up. But also Sam and Charlie fucking love it.
I'm seeing just like an opera box and they're just like...
Yeah.
I like a golf clap.
They're like, okay, fantasy book. Let's go.
Make it so. I'm working on it. This isn't even that book series. This is a different one. But the problem is so at the moment I'm working on... Because I was like, okay, well, which books push my needle?
Yep.
So to speak.
Yep. And well, that's it. Which push the needle and which push your needle.
Yeah. But now I'm working on, okay, cool escape. Hood and Hawk is fluff, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's fluffy. It is.
Yeah.
Like, I even took out the child death. It's fluffy now. It's super fluffy. Aww. Like, ah. Because, like, whatever.
You know what? Side note.
Yeah.
And this is, again, fucked up. Like, inside, hello, I'm fucked up. It's fine.
Yeah.
I love... In a movie where a child dies, I'm just like, yes!
Yeah.
They fucking went they there! Went because there. So many won't go there.
Yeah, I and would, like, but not in that series.
Okay.
Because I realised that it's a bit too fluffy.
Yeah.
And it didn't thematically fit.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point.
Honestly, it was not because I was fearful of doing it or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was just because, okay, the time between it happening...
Yeah.
And her moving on, I can understand her doing that a lot more if it was just her husband died.
Okay. Yeah.
But not if it was a child.
Fair call. Like, yeah. And so it changes, was, it does yeah. change the whole tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. And also that's an additional very big trigger warning.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks.
God, we should put trigger warnings on these episodes, not gonna lie.
Just all of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, apparently people don't like it when you kill the kids, TikTok.
Yeah, right? Why was a kid in the tower? It's a fucking goddamn.
And now it's taking your kid to work day. Who
yeah,
knows?
Right? Yeah, but I mean, okay.
But like, that made me laugh when I said that. Yeah. Like, that right? shit's funny because it's yeah. not real.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it works.
The thing is, real life, kids die in real life.
Yeah.
Real life is fucked up.
Yeah.
That's why we have this, like, fantasy world yeah. where it's, like, not real.
Yeah, you have a place where it's okay to laugh at those jokes.
Exactly.
Like, it's yeah. okay to, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And for people like us who use laughter.
Mm. To process trauma.
To process trauma.
Yeah.
And to actually continue to exist.
Yep.
We kind of got her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would be super happy if someone was like, holy shit.
Mm.
But I binged these in one night. Like,
yeah.
You know. Holy yeah. shit, the things that these characters do. But, like, I couldn't stop reading.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's
like, oh, for the fucking day.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And like I said, I bring this up every time, but I just can't think of a better example. Like, it just, that those books just fucking give me life.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like, Embrace is stupid.
Mm.
But it's also... The level, like, the level that everyone goes to in this, the fucking trauma, the fucking rapes, abuse, fucking cutting, murders, like, his dad, spoiler alert, he's one of Neil's traumas, which is not even a trauma, because it's like, oh, shit that happened,
yep.
is that he watched his father cut a man who was alive at the start into, like, you know, 1,000 pieces.
Yeah.
Or watched his father's, you know, cutting bitch, whatever. Yeah. No, bitch.
I do.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's even better. That was her job, like, yeah. was to kill them. And her thing was, before she killed a man or killed a person, she would tell them in great detail what she was going to do with their body.
Nice.
Yeah, how she was going to kill him and then what she was going to do with the body. She had great joy in that. And, yeah, so he watched his father and, I guess, her cut a body into a million pieces over the top of an Exi stadium after practice.
No.
Yeah, like, he got called up there with, like, Kevin and, I don't know, whoever else. I think maybe the French kid, I can't remember. I need to read it again, clearly.
Honestly, as soon as and you said that his dad was the butcher, I was like,
yeah, because his dad was the butcher.
Little heart.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, had a fucking, was it rusty axe and cleaver or some shit? Yeah.
That's, like, such a great, like,
so
offsided name, though.
Yeah.
Like, this is rusty axe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rusty.
Yeah, so he had one that was, like, nice and sharp to get a job done quickly, yeah. and the other one that was rusty and fucked up and, like, yeah, trauma. Yeah.
I love, though, that as soon, like, the person's first instinct when they see a rusty axe is, I might get tetanus. It's like,
yeah,
that's not something you're going to have to worry about. Don't worry,
so it's not going to have time to kick in. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but that has, it. The thing is, with All For The Game, it doesn't have... like a massive yeah. like, it's not like, you know, fucking yeah. She-Hulk yeah. should not be names books,
yeah,
but it's got a very loyal following,
yeah, like, and honestly that's what I would re-readers. prefer, like, yeah. I would way prefer
same
I would prefer to never be on the New York Times bestseller list,
same,
and just have a core group of 200 yeah. like,
that'd be great,
readers who yeah. are like reading shit multiple times, yep. and, like, literally emailing and going, the this fuck is amazing. Oh my god, I can't believe you did this, it was yeah. amazing. Yeah,
same.
Yep.
That's, yeah.
That's what I would prefer.
Yep.
Yep.
So, if you prefer that, just this with the darkness, because
yeah.
that's what got it.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
And I'm not, like, I like the fun stuff. Like, I really love my MM romance yeah. and all that, but I read them once and it's like, oh, that was fun. And yeah. it's like, you know, maybe there's some, I was like, okay, flip past the pages with all six because it's all the same now.
Mm.
But, like, All For The Games, literally, I've read that series maybe 4 times.
Yeah.
Beginning to end, and I will do it again, mm-hmm. and I will binge it, and it's...
Yeah.
it's so fucking messy and, like, it's so fucked up. And, like, they're all assholes. Like, this is one of the things that they say, like, you know, we're all shitty people.
Yeah.
Like, they own it that they're all crappy, shitty people. And they've all had these ridiculously shitty upbringings.
Yeah.
And, like, the Foxes are a team that have been brought together by this coach because of that reason. Like, that's what he only takes people in that are fucked up.
Nice. That's cool.
And it's great.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, the I guess, Joy's arc of finding a place, that's what that is. Yeah. So, what I'm saying is bring the darkness.
Embrace the darkness.
Let the darkness reign.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace the stupid. Yep. Embrace the darkness.
Yeah.
And because hilarious, off the game, fucking hilarious as well. And, like, you know, it's funny as shit in sections. And that's what yours will be too, because trauma and comedy go together so well.
Yeah. And it's sort of like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
If you know, you'll get it.
Yeah, and if you're listening to us, you know.
Yeah. If you're still here, you'll know.
Yeah.
But, like, someone that, like, the books will definitely very quickly lose who's not supposed to be reading them.
Oh, 100%.
Which is fine.
Yeah. It'd be like for me with 50 Shades where I couldn't get past the first page. I was never supposed to be reading that shit.
Yeah.
Because it was never going to resonate with me. Yeah. And I was never going to enjoy it or, like, be able to move past the, like, my eyes twitching.
Yeah.
Move past the crappiness of the writing.
Yeah.
It just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people, you know, if they get our books, they read the first page, they'll probably know very quickly.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you know, you know. Yeah, like, exactly. If you go to page two.
If they read our bios, they'll know.
Yeah. Exactly. That's fun stuff I've got to do or want to do or whatever.
What's that?
I've got to build my website and get the branding and the banners and the colours and all that sort of fun stuff. So
I should do that. Like, I haven't really thought about that with my website. I've got the website, but I haven't really thought about actual branding or anything like that because I was just like, just throw it up there. Just get it done. But there's no branding on that. It's just, you know, sort of writing stuff.
That's okay. But that's okay.
Yeah. But I've got all my books on there now, so that's good.
That's a good.
Yeah. But again, like, there's no even coherent branding with my books or anything.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not. And I don't care.
But that's good.
Yeah.
You have to have those things.
That's true. That's a good point. I think, like, one of the things, coaching, again, best, worst thing I've ever done, worst, best thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
That one of the things that they were very, because they were like, you know, very big on, you know, building your coaching business and whatnot, and branding was like, branding was branded onto me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just don't fucking care.
My brain was just like, I have branding in my books.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You do. Is that in the first book?
Because
I feel like I read that.
I don't know. Maybe?
I feel like I read it. Or maybe you just told me about it.
I don't remember. Possible. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But you do have branding in your book.
Yes. I think that I just need to be satisfied that my...
Guys.
Children, that anyone who goes to the website that like is going to pick up one of the books knows what they're getting into.
Yes,
like I don't want people to pick up the book, and I want to have 60 one-star reviews going, "Oh my god, I didn't like this, that
didn't expect that."
Yeah,
yeah.
I wish I knew this. It's like that's I need it to be clear. It's like, this is a journey into darkness.
Yeah,
like. Yeah.
You should call it Journey into Darkness. Done.
Yeah, that's just it.
Just black.
Yeah.
With black, red words, blood dripping, done.
Yeah.
Finished. Like, I've done your cover for you. You're good.
So. but not just this book series, but just like when we were going through and looking at the genres, and this is what I've been thinking about, is like, where is my brand? Like, where does it sit?
And... Yeah.
Like, what do I want like, it to
be? Oh, adventure, but I wouldn't want it to be the big question.
A lot of them were, like, dark adventure.
They were, yeah.
Or dark fantasy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a couple of dark comedy.
Mm.
That's where my darkness is. Dark comedy, literally.
Yeah, that's it. That's good. That's great. You got your angle, work it.
That's it. That's it. Harvey.
Mm.
Anyway, sigh.
Yeah. But yeah. That's where I am at the moment. The actual writing is not the thing that's not working at the moment. It's the market positioning, I guess. And
maybe
that stuff.
Okay, you know what? Maybe we'll do another, not today, but we'll do another, because no time, but we'll do another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about marketing, but through the lens of, number one, neurodivergence.
Yeah.
Number two, not doing what we're told or what we think we should do as opposed to what we feel, like kind of finding those words and colors and things that are us as writers, instead of, you know, trying to find something that is for the reader.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I need that too, and I haven't really, just even saying the words then, I'm like, that's something I haven't done. So.
Well, my mentor session this week upcoming will be on personal branding, websites, and newsletters.
Cool.
So.
Cool.
I will make sure to take notes.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah. And then we'll do a podcast on it and you'll teach me.
Yep, exactly. Mentored by proxy.
And if you have any homework from it, we can obviously
go
Works through that as well.
Yep. So sounds good.
Sounds good. I'm just going to start branding, and if you get in the way.
If you enjoy it,
I'll know who you are.
Because I will have your email address. Because you will buy direct. So I get all the money.
See, that's the other thing. So I'm interested actually to see what your mentor says about all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I think, let's podcast that. Let's do discussions about that.
Yeah.
I think that would be good for both of us.
Yes.
Anyway.
Cool. Sounds good.
I think we're done.
All right. Let's be done. Bye.
It's only half an hour. It's a short one.
Oh, never mind.
No, it's fine. Oh, I mean, it's quarter past four, so
yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But still, I'm just like, we said enough. We went deep.
We said plenty.
Yeah, we went deep.
We were like on topic immediately.
We were, even though we didn't come in knowing what the topic was, we found one and we went there and we went deep.
Yes,
we did. We deep-throated that topic.
Nope. By the way, the next scene that we were going to work through in the book was where she got tied up in the stables.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yay.
Nice. Okay. Yep. Cool.
That's all. Okay. All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Wait.
On that note.
Yeah. Anybody? No, I'm not going to ask. Just, it's fuck you all and you're all on something. What? I don't know. Words. Words.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we're going to go now. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this episode of The Character Collective. If you have any questions, suggestions, feedback, especially fanfic or fan art, email us at character.collective.podcast@gmail.com. Or if you're using Anchor, just send us a voice message. We'll have new episodes coming out every Wednesday, so before you go, make sure you click off for notifications. On Spotify, click follow. On Anchor, click favourite below. Also, don't forget to share this with your writer and reader friends. All right, let's do this.